Hey, gang. Zach here, just jumping at the beginning to let you know this episode, and most likely the next episode, we ran into some sort of compressor issues. And sometimes people's voice get really deep and go slow, and sometimes they get really fast and they go really high. I tried to edit it out, seemed to just make it worse in the long run. But hope you enjoy the show.
Hello? Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Is that him?
You just stopped talking.
I was like, oh shit, did I just go deaf?
Diego, no!
I was dicking around coloring on the map, and all of a sudden the world went quiet. I was like, oh no. I knew I'd go blind, but deaf?
Diego, why have you forsaken me?
All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Strangers, guys. We're jumping back into Adam's campaign, where we left off. We just rolled Destiny, and it's 5 dark side to 0 light. And Adam, you want to do a recap?
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't remember.
Oh, okay, so last game, we finished up combat in the old hut trade outpost. The group was then shown by Carter, the resident Chiss, slash...
Jackass.
Yeah, I mean, he's hard to appreciate.
Yeah.
He is also Jonger the Hutt's majordomo. The group has been sent, for those who don't remember, the group has been sent to find out what happened to the last hot group that took over this trade outpost, and why they've gone dark, and... The group found out with Carter showing them that there was a hidden kind of a safe room with recording equipment that showed that it looked like the hut had been the local hut had been captured, and the rest of the gang, the hut's group had been either murdered or captured by whatever it was they were attacked by. Group was then, they kind of like introduced themselves to Seeley and
Hans.
Yeah, Collins Maurick.
Thank you. Good memory. So Seeley and Hans introduced themselves, told the group what they were, why they were following them, which is they feel like the city is under a dark cloud. Things have gotten metaphorical dark cloud. Things have gotten very dire. People have gone missing. A lot of the local gangs have just been killed. Everybody's really scared, and Seeley and Hans kind of have an idea of what's going on. But nothing, like, definite, and they're trying to find out why these people are disappearing and who's causing it. Who or what is causing it. They were just kind of staking out the area and happened to see the group being followed.
Fresh meat.
And intervened in the conflict that ensued. So once the group, everybody got caught up to speed, they, with Torque out of commission, they decided to do some legwork and try to find out what's going on. And to that end, they decided to go hit up the local bar and see if they couldn't suss out what's going on. And that's kind of where we left off. The local bar is the Rat's Nest.
Say it's a Rat's Nest?
Yeah, didn't we all, like, split up?
Well, we were split up.
Am I thinking of a different...
We were split up because people were missing.
Okay.
Yeah, cons split off. So at this point, I'm assuming we have...
So while you guys are at the bar... Let's say that your group went to the bar. I will give you a dark side point for this, so I can do some narrative telling and at the same time catch John up. The last thing your guy remembers is you heard a crash to the door. A hooded figure came through the trade hut room that you were in. You were in, like, kind of locked in melee combat, and you kept shooting at this thing, and it kept, like, not dying, which is super weird for you. You're pretty good at, you know, killing things. Shots that you would have figured were dead on. Oh, this thing is not going to recover from this. It just shrugged off like you were a mosquito. It was a mosquito bite. And while you were kind of caught off guard by this, the thing cold-clocked you. You remember it cold-clocked you in the jaw and knocked you out. And that was kind of the last thing you remember seeing is like a fist swinging up to your head or swinging towards your face, and everything went dark. You're not really sure how long it was dark, but the next thing you know, you're opening your eyes and you're laying on what is a fairly, it feels like canvas, or you kind of start shifting around, and you're like, duct tape? Am I laying on duct tape? And as you get up, you see that you are in a tiny room that has a bunch of monitors, and you see the Chiss, Carter Randolph, standing over a computer.
That's right.
Pouring over what looks like some video footage.
I forgot I fucking broke that cut,
right?
And then fixed it with duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I forgot all about that. So he's not with us. He's with Carter.
Yep.
Okay.
You look around, and the rest of the group is gone. Now, John, any questions you can totally ask as your character?
Who is Carter Randolph?
He's the Chiss.
He's the blue guy, the Chiss that we brought with us to the planet. He's the Hutt's right-hand man that fled with us or whatever.
He went to the planet with you. The Jungers sent him with you.
He's the one that we were not getting along with on the ship.
Yeah.
I guess I would start with asking, what are we doing here?
When you say that, Carter kind of, not jumps, but stiffens up a little and then stops what he was doing. You can tell he's like mid click clack on the keyboard and stops and goes, oh, you're awake, huh? Well, you definitely had your cop clean there earlier. Kind of surprised you're up right now. You are in the safe room in the trade house. I suppose you have some questions. The group isn't here right now. Let me fill you in. And he basically gives you gives you a quick rundown of what I just said. Basically, that they were attacked. You got knocked out. The fight was a lot closer than he would have liked. What I didn't say in the recap, the group damn near got wiped out. If it wasn't for Carter using his weird-ass gun that was, like, punching holes through these things, the group probably would have died right there. In fact, the group fucking HW and Hez locked themselves in the safe room and left you out there with Seeley and the two vampires and Carter. I guess you don't know the vampires. But thanks to Carter's weird-ass gun, you guys were able to help them. He tells you how Hez locked himself into the room, quite literally, because he shut the door. Wait, what did he do? He shut the door right when... How did that...
Somebody shot it.
Yeah,
too.
He shut the control panel as...
Was that me, or was that Carter, or was that HW?
Because you kept shutting the door, and he was trying to stop you from doing it. So Hez kept fucking with the group and after the fight was over and locking the shutting the door as they were going to walk in. So Carter shot the door panel to stop him, but Hez was too quick and shut the door, so he locked himself in there. He briefly glosses over that. He's actually rubbing the bridge of his nose as he's going over that. And then he's like, so, yes. And then the video. And he shows you this video and goes back about a month ago where he explains this is about when we lost contact. I should just say the character. All right, I have something to show you. This is about... I took the video surveillance back to about the day that we lost contact. We started to lose contact with the local Hutt out here. And, well, just watch for yourself. And you see this video kind of... It's basically a replay of what happened to you guys. The front door was kicked in. The group was quickly overwhelmed by these hooded figures. Didn't look like they were able to really kill... Like, one of them went down, but that was it. And then the rest were just quickly overwhelmed and shredded. Literally shredded to pieces. And then the bodies were picked up. And what looked like a giant... You could assume was a Hutt being carried out. The Hutt looked intact, but... Basically, the place had been overrun, and then whatever had attacked them cleared out all the bodies and cleaned up any evidence. Or they didn't clean up the evidence, but they took the bodies and then shut the door behind. And as the scene finishes playing out, Carter pushes, like, just hits the pause or the space bar on the keyboard, pauses it, and he goes, "So you can see now we have kind of a problem on our hands. Can only assume that whoever did this is causing this. You don't know. So, we made some new friends while you were out. There's a local doctor, Dr. Seeley, that helped us. Yes, I would definitely say helped us in the incursion. That
we had. I noticed the smeared blood on the ground outside.
Yes, she also likes blood. And he just like has a blank look on his face when he says blood. He's like, blood. It's strange, but she seems to know, have information about what's going on, and is willing to help us. And may, believe it or not, may, as things work out, may actually be able to help Lojonga in his own personal pursuits outside of this matter.
Which are?
Stuff. Things. We can talk about that later. His personal interests, you know, collections, occult pursuits, that sort of thing. She seems to have some knowledge of it.
Yes.
Yes.
So are we gonna go find them?
Yes. So the group is currently at the Rat's Nest. They're trying to gather more information about what's going on in the town. Seeley, even though she's been in this town for some time, she is in the dark about who is causing this. She only has ideas. So they're out at the bar. They decided the best place to start was the local bar. You know, scrounging up rumors and the like.
Did we have, like, an insignia or a symbol or something to look after? I could have sworn we had something to go off of.
Oh, fuck, yeah. They had one of the bodies had a gang sign on them or something. Well, I guess it wasn't a gang sign. You don't know. But, they had a tattoo
sort of mark
on their arm. But you couldn't tell who it was because Carter blew their head off. With that, you can kind of tell that Carter was giving you a once-over while he was talking to you. At some point in that conversation, he had turned around and kind of shuffled around on the desk on the wall opposite of you and came back with a stim kit. Stim pack.
Or a med kit. What are you talking about?
Stim pack.
Are you talking about the instant 5-hit point heal?
Yeah.
Or like the doctor's kit?
Stim pack.
Okay.
Stim pack, and he just like quickly jabs it in your neck. You can heal 5 hit points if you were damaged.
No more, no less.
Oh, no, I think you took damage. Carter will give you a couple pats on the shoulder and go, well, seems that you didn't take any permanent damage that I can see, at least. I'm going to stay here. I have more work to do, but we need to find out what's going on. And right now, we're just operating blind. We need information. Oh, I won't tell you what to do. I have faith in your skills, but I'm not leaving. Don't have to stay here. What is it? Fuck. Yes, you can't stay here. Come back later.
What's so important that you're looking up that I can't see?
I'm on Grindr, okay? Yeah. I'm on Grindr, and I didn't want you to know I'm on Grindr.
Do you know how often I have to work for that damn... No. Roll... Persuasion. Or what are you trying to do? I'm going to make you roll for it, but tell me what you're trying to do.
Charm or coercion?
I want to know what he's doing in here.
Yeah, roll...
That he so badly wants me to leave him alone.
Leadership, he did say that he was in charge.
Okay. Tell me what you're going to do, and then I will tell you what I said. I'll set the difficulty. Are you going to persuade him, or are you just going to try to see around him? Because he never really closed the screen that he was looking at.
I want to see around him.
Okay. That's just average difficulty then. Why don't you roll perception? Bam. You can see, so you kind of just glance around him. And you notice that he hasn't actually, like, he had the window up. One of the windows had the, it's multiple screens. And one of the screens, the bigger one, was the one that he was playing the video on. But on one of the smaller ones that he was, you could tell he was looking at before this whole conversation started, he seems to be looking up through old newspapers. It's not like microfiche, but you could tell that you see the date and it's not within the scope of this trade outpost went dark. They lost communication like 2-3 months ago, and before that, you had heard that. What did I say? About 5-6 years ago is when this outpost was even set up, and the date is like 20-30 years before the current date. He's looking at dates that shouldn't pertain to what you guys are doing, but he's looking at newspaper articles. The one in particular seems to be talking about museum exhibits, I guess. But there's nothing else up. With one success, that's all you see. And honestly, there wasn't much else to see otherwise.
Seems a little bit odd that you're looking in a different time period here.
Yes.
But I guess we'll talk about it later. I'm going to go see how the crew is doing.
Yes, yes. You seem to have caught it. You can see that you've caught him a little off guard. And he's kind of like sideways glancing at the computer now. Yeah,
Yes. Fuck this guy.
We'll talk later. There are things, other things beyond.
I just walk out.
Okay, see you. See you later. Okay. All right. So now we're back at the bar.
Yep, and I'm like, man, I hope Captain's okay. I really don't like leaving him with that blue guy, but God, I just.
He can handle himself.
Well, I can't fix people. I can fix droids.
Yeah, I mean, are people droids with organs?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Strange man said.
People look up.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just some drunk guy in the alley. Yeah, shut up, you drunk guy.
There's this really obviously drunk farmer looking guy sitting right next to you on a bench.
Where'd you come from? Huh? Yeah.
Whoa, get out of here.
Is this the rat's nest?
I have been here.
He don't know.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, but you weren't talking before, so keep it that way. After you answer this question, is this the rat's nest?
You hear silence.
Oh, you bastard. We're going inside.
Actually, so as you go to the front door, this place is, drunk guy aside, this is a poorly lit area. Like, this, you can already tell that this is probably going to be like a hole in the wall. As you all walk into the rat's nest, your senses are immediately assaulted by the smell of stale beer and sweaty bodies. A cloud of smoke hangs low in the room. Dead ahead of you is a bar which has mostly empty seats. The bouncer at the door eyes you up and down, flicks his eyes to the bartender who shrugs his shoulders, then returns to his attention to the mug that he's been cleaning. The bouncer's a Deveronian, and he...
Are you saying that camel-looking thing behind the bar shrugged its shoulders?
Oh, yeah.
It's just one big shoulder.
Shrugs its shoulders, too. It just...
I think you meant he shrugged his hump.
Yeah.
That's an Athorian.
The Athorian looks at you, or when it looked at you, it just blinked really slowly, like one eye at a time, and shrugged its shoulders and went back to slowly cleaning the mug it has in its hand. The bouncer at the door, this Deveronian, looks at you and goes, "Go on in, but make any trouble and you're out of here." And he sits back down in his chair.
I want to sneak up behind him and pick his pocket.
I mean,
Captain's not here yet. I gotta get it in while he's not here.
Yeah, you can try. I mean, the bouncer seems more preoccupied. He's actually his eyes haven't left you, but he seems oddly attentive to the entire bar, kind of almost hypervigilant, like he's expecting something to happen. With that, it's going to be.
Can I pick his pocket then?
I elbow Neb, and I'm like, distract this guy for me. To him. I'm going for the pocket.
Neb, would you distract him? Oh, I actually don't even have him on the... Here, hang on.
Yeah, I'll distract him. Hold on.
Pretend that's a Deveronian.
Also, Seeley. Is Seeley with us?
Seeley, you would be with them.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I just want to make sure.
Hey, Seeley. Come out here with me real quick. Hey, yo. Mr. Bouncer.
Is an angry red gnome with deer horns and a goatee.
He looks so angry.
Is he inside or outside?
He's inside the bar. He's at the front door on the inside.
Hey, cutie pie. Why are you looking so sad all the time?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, are you all just ganging up on this guy?
Chubby is just lounging in this chair over here. Like,
yeah.
He's chair to just sit down in. He's like just looking at his book. That's all he's doing.
Okay. No, are you really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fuck, I knew I should have wrote this character step
on. Can we structure this just a little bit? Okay. Because I want to take advantage. You know what? I guess that can all happen before I go for his pocket. I'll just pick his pocket in the confusion.
Okay, well, hang on, because I did not roll a fucking character sheet for this guy. I knew this was going to fucking happen, too.
Uh-huh.
Distraction initiated.
What's his name? What's his name? What's his family name?
Darren.
What does his dad do? What's his dad do for a job?
He's...
I enjoy when my meals have names.
His name is Darren, and he comes from a family of bouncers.
he's Darren's bouncer.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hang on. All
right, Darren. So, what's up, guy? What's your name? Is it something stupid like Darren or something?
You know what?
He's got a name tag. It just says Darren.
Let me see this.
Darren sounds delicious.
All right, everybody. Yeah, this sounds good.
Yeah, you read your book, HW.
Oh my god.
I'm not with them.
Not to interrupt this or anything, but what's the time frame on me getting to this bar?
You could be pulling up right as they're getting into the fight.
Not before I pick a pocket, though. Not before.
Hang on, I gotta roll combat. So I guess visual. No, he was prepared.
Oh shit, we're rolling initiative.
With him.
Fuck. Okay, hold on. This is gonna... I was just picking a pocket.
I'm rolling vigilance
because I was definitely unprepared for what how much escalation just happened. All right. His hands are down by his knees and his mouth is agape and he's just like, this is not what I meant.
So, vigilance, unless you can tell me Neb was ready for Seeley to bite this guy's neck.
Yeah, no shit.
You better explain to me why you were ready for that.
Because nobody fucking saw this shit coming.
Oh, I did. I saw
it. I mean, you, of course, you did.
He was ready for trouble. That was the only reason he ran, which rolled cool instead of vigilance.
The captain knew something was up. He felt it. That's why he woke up. He's like, no!
You're doing it again!
They can't be trusted out there on their own.
As soon as he heard they went to the bar, he just walks out on Carter. He didn't walk out of that place. He was sprinting.
You know they need supervision. HW, are you actually going to jump in this fight?
I should be an initiative because I'm going to have an action here. Like,
yeah. He like, turns the page.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So everybody goes before the bouncers. Seeley, okay, go for it. Fight this guy.
Arr!
Oh, shit.
Advantage.
Advantage. I mean, that's not a bad thing, right?
No. Your head lunges out at this guy, but he was just, even with that short interaction prior to trying to eat him, you could tell that he was on edge.
My face gets unusually close. What is that smell?
He looks you right in the face, and you see like a bead of sweat run down his temple, and he's like, you're talking about.
I think I need at least one boost for this because that's unsettling for everyone.
Yeah, right.
What's the matter, Darren?
He's actually giving you his name. He gets even more unsettled. All right,
Skullduggery, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. I got 2 success, triumph, and 2 threat.
Damn, son.
I don't care what the threat are. But I got a fucking triumph.
Right?
What weapon does he have on him?
Oh. Well, I mean, he's a hired thug. He's got 2 frag grenades on him, which seems like...
Over. Not anymore, he doesn't. He's got no frag. He's got no frag grenades now.
Seems like an overkill for a hired thug, but you're like, nope. Okay.
Hez is just like, huh. And I guess the threat...
So here is the threat. You're like, you find these, so you grab these grenades, and you're like, oh yeah! And right as you pocket them away, you were so preoccupied with, like, sleight of hand, slipping them into your pockets, that you weren't paying attention to them, and, well, all you hear is this, and oh, you look up, and the guy has a vibroax in his right hand.
Oh my god.
And it's kind of just pointed right at your head.
You have a moment to speak about our Lord and Savior, Diego Cristiano?
Excuse me, sir. We were just messing around. I'm sorry.
He pulls out his... from.
Oh, hell, Diego.
He pulls out an amulet from under his chest, and he's like, I got a whole thing. And it's actually a symbol of Diego.
What have I done?
No, I was flashing out a fucking religion, guys.
We're sorry, sir. We'll just be on our way.
Well, we'll go into the bar. Sorry to bother you, brother.
Hey, you know that one of the first tenets of Diegoism is an exchange must be made.
Yeah, you're totally right. You want a grenade?
Can I surprise punch him in the back of the head? I'm here now.
I was like, you have a turn. You have 3 turns still.
That's fair. I'm like, oh, you're right. Hold on, let me check my pockets. And I'm just like gesturing wildly with my ears to like.
So he's distracted, John. If you're going to punch him, I will give you 2 boost die. This is just chaos.
It turned into
welcome
that.
To Tales of the Outer Rim, jackass. Yeah. Daniel and Shock murdering hobos in the alley.
Just Daniel would never murder hobos. Shock.
And I also have pies boost die.
Yeah, you get 2 boost die. But I'm adding pies with Hazes. Alright, so
Nice.
With 4 advantage, that's a critical for Brawl Attack.
It looks like a critical to me.
You could knock him unconscious.
Yeah, do you want to? Let's.
I think that's
that's what we're going for.
Yeah, if he goes unconscious, I'm taking that fucking axe.
Well, he's not going unconscious. I'm going to roll critical for this. He's winded. Devronians have hard heads. And you punch him, and you fucking nailed him. But that thick skull plate that they've got really saved this guy. Because, as we know, bones absorb blunt force trauma.
Your brain splashing your skull, doesn't
it? What? Oh, this guy's missing one of they're missing some of that then, because he his head like snaps forward and he turns around and looks at you and you can see that he looks disoriented.
Would you say it snaps forward into Seeley's mouth?
No, you can Alright, so we're left with Neb and 2-player having gone. Neb and HW having gone.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and use the glove on him then.
Alright, go for it. The other 2 advantage. Yeah, so even with this guy disoriented and you're attacking from the side, kind of out of his sight, he's kind of like rocking back and forth right now, and you go to put the stun gun on, or stun glove on his face, and he just kind of rolls forward right as your hand glides by it where his face was, and you just barely miss. HW,
classify me as being in short range. If I'm sitting in this chair,
yeah, for sure.
HW is going to look up and see that they're apparently accosting this guy at the door, and just kind of shake his head, turn the page, keep reading. Yes. That's it.
Okay. That's it.
He has no interest in fighting this guy. He's just head down, reading.
Well, with that, we go to NPC's turn, and the bouncer, looking somewhat flustered now, looks at the bartender and goes, "Boss, a little help." And with that, I'm going to I lost my dice pool.
Good. That means the boss can't help.
Well, then I do this. The boss can help, but it'll be next turn.
So I don't know if you're aware of Ithorians. They have a natural ability called Ithorian Bellows. And they do like a sonic attack because they have 4 throats. And it's like a shout that incapacitates people.
Boy, that'd be super cool if I had that statted.
Ithorian Bellows may use their 4 throats and 2 mouths for 3 strain to use them as a weapon. Resilience is the roll because it's their physical body doing this. And it is all stun damage.
So I just gotta roll resilience then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who threw the first punch? That was Torque, right?
Technically, because Celius was a kid.
Well, Torque, he is going to... When you hear...
I'm behind 2 people. 3 people.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I guess Neb would be the one that would be in the direct line of fire. But here's the thing. It's got Blast 3. And you and Seely and the bouncer are all engaged with
it's always me.
Neb. Oh, they're all you're all right in that range.
And Diego, I trust.
Including the bouncer though too, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
lame.
Looks like everyone else is taking 3 damage and Ben's taking 4?
And right as the bartender or the bouncer goes, a little help. You hear this really slow gun cock. It's just like, and this, then like this deep breath, and it's just like, and it holds for really, like, way longer than you think is possible, and then you just hear this boom.
The audience is now deaf.
Yeah, it is deafening. This just impact, concussive impact, just like, or concussive force just like impacts with all of you. Okay, it almost seems like it's centered on the bouncer too. Everybody takes, what did we say, 4?
No, everybody took 3. I took 4. Okay.
Yeah, it's all strain damage, and you subtract your soak.
Does HW take that damage since he's sitting over it?
No, you're fine.
Just the bouncer, Seely, and the captain.
Wait, I don't get any reduction since I'm standing behind 3 of them?
No, you get your soak.
The fact that Blast was activated means that it made it past them to get to you.
Yeah, but, I mean, it should do your damage to you. I think all of you have soak higher than that, which is unfortunate. But...
Yeah, pretty sure your soak is higher than 3 anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be. If you have 4 brawn, you should have at least 4 soak. Plus, I made you armor, so you should have at least 5 soak, I think.
Yeah. And then the bouncer's going to take a swing. I forgot. I added that NPC in their dark side, but...
Wait, soak is your brawn, right? Plus your armor?
Yeah. The bouncer's going to try to take a swing at Torque, because nobody else has actually caused him physical damage yet, and...
Pick out the most competent fighter first.
Well, I mean, one of them tried to kiss him, the other one, he thinks he's an adherent of his religion, and he didn't know what the other guy was doing.
He should still be disoriented, too, though, right? Like,
yeah, he'll take 2 setback.
Yep. He is disoriented, and he takes that vibro axe and just, like, almost drunkenly swings it in your direction, Torque, and you definitely dodge out of the way.
He's going lethal for a bar fight, huh?
Well, there's, like, 4 of you dogpiling on him.
That's, alright. You're in charge, your boss.
You look like you. I said hyper-vigilant when you walked in.
That is true. I did say that.
I approached him with a kiss. His reaction is the axe.
What's you punched him in the back of the head?
It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
Oh my god.
Now we're stuck at the bar.
Fucking beautiful. I gotta roll the bartender's initiative here. I'm just gonna throw him at the bottom of it. Well, let's see what he gets. Alright, yeah, they'll go together. Okay, so back at the top of the order. Okay, so you have a bouncer that you all decided to dogpile on, and a Thorian with what looks like, I guess I said shotgun. I guess just gun cocking. It looks like a disruptor pistol.
What?
Yep.
Pez is going to go over to the bar and be like, hey man, I don't know what's going on, but I think there's a misunderstanding.
The Thorian looks at you with this really...
The captain thought we were in trouble. He didn't understand what was going on. Can I give you some money or some grenades? I'm gonna roll like a negotiation or some shit because I've got some skill there.
Let me see.
What are my skills? Charm or negotiation?
Hey
man, yeah, I'll do charm. I'm like, hey man, this is just a misunderstanding. The captain thought we were in trouble because we're always in trouble, but like we weren't. We're drunk and she was trying to give him a kiss, and the captain thought there was an attack. There's nothing going on. We can make this all cool.
Okay, so I will set it off of his streetwise.
It would be off of his discipline.
He doesn't have fucking discipline. God damn it!
What's his willpower? The difficulty would be his willpower then.
If he has no discipline, then it's an easy roll.
That sounds like that's what I'm saying.
All right, go for it.
If everyone's cool, I'm gonna upgrade this. Adam, I'd like to upgrade it.
Okay.
Please.
Yep, go for it. Damn it.
I'm so sorry. Seriously, nothing's going on. And with the advantage, everyone fucking hears me. And we all stand down.
Do we? I feel like this was a good opportunity for Neb and I to use our electric clothesline.
Oh my god. A disruptor pistol will literally melt our bones.
I'm still mostly outside.
Electric clothesline.
That's fair, but nobody else is.
Shouldn't have left.
It's okay, little cat man. We won't claw on you.
I can't control y'all, but with the advantage, can he at least look at the bar at the bouncer and maybe if everyone else decides to stand down, he'll give the bouncer like the whatever. I'll even throw money in.
The customary fuck. What did we say his religion was? Diego is in
Diego Cristiano. Listen, we're all just Diegans here, okay, man? We just like you know, peace be upon you or whatever. And not that peace, you know, peace as in PEACE, not that gun.
The authorian will look at the rest of the group. He'll look at Hez, and then his gaze will slowly swing to the rest of the group, and he'll go. Who's this?
Are we supposed to know what that means?
Does that mean keep fighting?
No. Okay. These guys talk by expelling gas out of their fucking flaps.
Right. But what did he say, though?
He said, is this true?
Okay, is this true?
Yes. I'm done.
He will slowly motion the pistol towards a seat at the bar, next to Hez.
My ears are killing me.
Seeley likes to roll stealth and disappear into the shadows.
You did say the place was dark.
It is dark.
Do I get a boost for that?
Is there a vampire? A vampire?
I knew I should have statted these guys out.
That's why I stat everything now. Some dude in at the urinal, statted.
Right?
As he should be.
Dancer on stage? Fucking statted. That kid that runs around the airport and like picks pocket and eats the garbage? Fucking statted.
He walks by the dumpster.
The Jawa by the fucking dumpster Jawas.
Statted.
All right, go for it, bye.
Yeah, that's how I learned the hard way. Fucking coming after people's eyeballs and shit.
Yeah, you're able to. Well, he's looking at Neb. In that brief second that his attention is on Neb, that you are able to slink into the shadows. Whoa.
As Seeley slides away, she just whispers,
Diego.
You literally slink with that long ass neck. Slink.
You see the bouncer shiver for a split second. So Neb, you're at the bar. Did you go to the bar when he motioned to it?
I'm about to.
All right.
Yeah.
Torque, what do you do?
So you're saying I shouldn't continue with the bar?
That is totally.
He's looking at you with pleading eyes.
I mean, you're the captain.
Hez is giving you that look like, I'll never pick another pocket, please.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll just go to the bar.
Okay. The Thorian will look at the bartender, the Deveronian bouncer that you guys just fucked up. Or I shouldn't say fucked up, but you manhandled him. And he'll give him like a quizzical look, kind of tilt his head to the side, and the bouncer just start brushing himself off and go, give him a thumbs up and sit back down. The Thorian will look back at your group and slowly lower the gun and say, things will be difficult around here. We can look this over once. And he like fucking just holds this like fucking really long ear, like, I would call it irritating, like, wind flap noise as he finishes his sentence. Then he goes, everybody,
now. You gotta tilt your head out towards your mic.
Someone translate for the camel neck.
He said,
I could literally hear you tilting your head down when you try to make that deep
note noise. It's so fucking hard. He said, everybody is scared. We can overlook this. Just once. Everybody is scared right now.
I'll buy. How much money do I have? Hold on. Where's my money? I'll buy around for everyone. I'll drop, what, 350 credits?
Whatever two grenades will buy.
What do you think? How many people are in here? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Actually, I have. Yeah, like a dozen. There's a dozen people in here. I just kind of feel
good. Like I'll do 120 credits, and that's like 10 per person. We'll buy a good drink for everybody.
He pulls off a bottle of Wyron's Reserve and spits it on the table and says,
All right.
400 credits.
Yeah, you got it. And I give him 400 credits. And I literally just stink eye everyone else at the table. I'm looking around for where Celia is, and I can't see your ass anywhere, and I'm just like, I know you're back there somewhere.
Celia's yellow bee eyes just glow with intensity as she stares from the dark corner.
You just see this, like, it looks like maybe there's a lantern in the corner.
There's two yellow dots near the corner of the ceiling because of her neck.
Oh, fuck. The person that's sitting across from you at the table is like, what the fuck?
I'm passing the 400 credits and I'm like, promise broken. I'm picking pockets later. But nobody can hear me.
As he uncorks the bottle and starts pouring shots for everybody. As you look around, you can kind of see, even though you have announced that you're buying shots for around for everybody, everyone is still looking fairly uneasy. Like, they haven't left their tables.
I can pass these around. It'll give me the opportunity to ask people about the symbol.
Perfect.
Yeah, alright, I'll walk these around.
Yeah, and then why don't you roll perception real quick?
Let me look with my special eyes.
My brand.
Yes!
Average difficulty with one step back because it's dimly lit.
All right.
Go for it.
Damn. Failure, but I also have an advantage.
Advantage is, now that you're actually looking around, you can tell that people are, how do I want to phrase that?
Anxious?
Yeah, anxious, agitated, something, like, something's not quite right. Like, that smell that you thought was, like, sweaty bodies, maybe it's fear.
Smell that rabbit? Fear.
Like, now that you're thinking about it.
Are they all, like, backs to the walls, vigilant, looking at the door? Or are they all, like, heads down, trying to avoid eye contact? Which one of those?
More like backs to the wall. The ones that don't have their backs to the wall are definitely, trying to make it look like they're not directly looking at anybody. But, I mean, with your perception, that's all you can see.
I'll bring these over, and I'll just be like, hey, here's these shots. Sorry for the problems. Do you know anything about this symbol? And I'll show him a little, like, image of the symbol on that guy's arm.
How about you roll... What would you roll?
I was thinking charm. Just because I'm like, here's this thing. And I'm, like, kind of sweet-talking. Like I'm giving them a gift. Oh, it could be negotiation. But I feel like I don't deserve anything from them. So I'm more trying to charm them. It's the same skill for me. They're both the same amount.
So this is going to be a hard roll. These guys... These people were already defensive, and you just, like, beat up the bouncer.
I didn't, but okay. I get what you're saying.
Go for it.
Fuck.
Your advantage?
They're not hateful. They're not hateful to me.
No, they're not going to tell you anything.
They just don't tell
me. One guy.
All right.
In the group of four guys that are sitting here, you can see that they're wearing what looks like a security uniform.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the local police uniform. They look at that mark that you just put on the table, and your advantages is you can see that there's clearly some recognition about what it is, but they just quickly look at you, shove it back to you, into your chest and say, get that out of here.
Okay, enjoy your drinks.
They run.
I grunt back.
Celia used the shadows to move to another corner as she's following Hez.
I just shudder for some reason, unknown to myself. I get cold.
Yeah.
I bunch my fur up around my neck.
Real quick, I didn't describe this, but I guess we've got... As Hez is making the rounds, you all can see... I'll give you this without a perception check. You can see that there are four clear groups in this bar. There was a group of four over in the far left corner of the bar. that has just walked to. There is a group in the center of two people. Four are right here. Two people are sitting in a center round table nearest to the bar. You've got three people sitting in the far...
In the meantime, I'm going to nudge Neb and ask him who the long-necked thing is.
Well, that's right, you don't know!
Is she Seeley? She helped us out fighting those guys.
You know, those guys.
She's awfully hungry for some reason.
He likes to eat people.
Can you guys hear me?
Hey!
What was the last thing you heard?
Silence.
You're going to talk about these three people
over here. Yeah, you're talking about these people over here.
God damn it. So basically there's a group, like, fucking MediaCom. There's a group of people in every single corner. There's four people in the top left. There's four people in the bottom right. Seeley, there's one person by you on the middle bottom wall. There is a table in the corner of the bar near HW, and there is one other bar patron that was already at the bar itself.
We need to introduce Captain and Seeley.
Yes.
Good luck fighting Seeley.
She's hiding.
She's in the shadows.
She's right in the darkness.
When she comes out.
Is this Neb just yelling?
Seeley!
You need to talk to the captain!
You need to come here right now!
He said we couldn't make bunk beds!
He's worried!
Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to remember, was John awake at the beginning of that first fight?
Yeah, but you were still outside.
Oh, yeah.
You were still outside, and I think by the time you came in and started biting necks on the inside, he was already unconscious.
That's not a thing. He's never done that.
Never.
Never been.
Can I roll stealth to show up right between the captain and Neb?
Yeah, sure. I think at this point, it'd be pretty easy to. I gotta set the difficulty here, but... Yeah. It's just gonna be... It's gonna be average. There you go. Because, like, at this point, I think people have forgotten that you were even here. Yeah.
Yep. She appears from the shadows in between the captain and Neb, and she whispers,
Diego!
The bartender is looking, oddly enough, just looking right at you. He just nods.
The only thing the bartender sees is just her head poking around from behind the captain.
He taps his left arm, and he's got a symbol of Diego on him.
Oh my god. What have I done? What have I done?
It actually looks a lot like, hang on, let me...
Oh god. It's Diego from Dora the Explorer.
I was going to go somewhere else with this one.
No, yeah. No, you're GM.
Diego.
It's a tattoo book backpack.
And a map. The bartender responds with, go, Diego, go.
It's actually this right here.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I forgot that was Diego also.
That is the new symbol for Diegoism. I like this new religion we've invented. We don't even know. what the tenets of it are. You have to trade something when you see each other.
This is 100%, like, he thought that he was gonna, like, be slick and just make some shit up. Turns out it's an actual religion. He has no fucking clue.
Something to scare? Oh no, I'm latching onto that.
It turns out that it was just something he overheard people talking about and subconsciously, like, thought he'd made it up on his own.
No, it's totally a religion. Now, I'm gonna put that in my notes, though. Diego is...
The Seeley and the captain were having a discussion while all this was... I don't know if you guys saw the chat.
Yeah, because the symbol of Diegoism is fucking canon now. Yeah, the symbol of Diegoism is like a outline of what looks like a saber-toothed tiger with a shit-eating grin. Anyway, so what I was trying to say before the internet cut out was there's a group of three in the bottom right-hand corner of the bar, and then there's like bar stools sitting up against the wall. looking out the windows, and there's one person on one side of the bar, and then another person on the other side of the bar on those bar stools, and then there's one person at the bar. Those are the people that you notice when you walked into the bar. Hez, you've gotten a better look at the group in the top left-hand corner of the bar. They look like they're security. They're dressed in, like, security outfits or maybe, like, police outfits. You didn't really get a good look at them, and they didn't seem to want it to be you. But they did take your alcohol.
Of course they did. I'm going to continue just to walk around and pass out drinks if anyone else wants to talk to anybody else.
I'll try and scout around and talk to this lady or this guy next to me and the captain.
Yeah, so you see this person that's sitting at the bar. They look like they are pretty deep in the drink. Like, they look drunk.
Talkative or no?
I don't know. Drunk people like to talk, right?
Right.
What would Neb like to talk to them about? How would Neb go about, I don't know, talking to people at the bar?
Hey, how's it going? My sister went missing. I was wondering if maybe you've ever seen her or if you know of anybody who else has had somebody gone missing. I've heard a lot from other people that other people have gone missing.
The person will look at you and... They are so drunk, they are sitting, they were like kind of like leaning over on the table, and you can tell now that they were doing that to support themselves upward. When you talk to them, they shove off the bar and just like swivel the whole bar stool over to you, and their eyes are like bloodshot, and they're kind of like pivoting, and they're like, there are a lot of people missing. It's a kind of middle-aged woman. Let me... tell you about the people that I lost today. And she goes into this long spiel about this kind of like disease that's going through the town. They've been dealing with this like sickness. They can't really pinpoint where it's coming from, but people have been kind of coming in with like what sounds like dysentery, but it's not.
Gross.
Yeah, right? That's been my day. So that's what you could get, unless you want to try to persuade her to see what they know, if they know anything further.
Not really. She seems a little too drunk. I feel like kind of going, wandering around to another table.
She, as you start walking away, she's going to try to guilt trip you into drinking with her. You're like, no, yeah, that's fine. I just spent my day saving people's lives. You go off and do your own thing.
And with that... we'll call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Make sure you check us out online, talesoftheouterrim.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at TOTORFFG. Send us an email, TOTORFFG@gmail.com. Make sure you check out SoundCloud, Make Peace. You can see Steph Make Peace's jams that she makes for our show. They're really good, and you should give her a listen or two.
That's my jam!
And with that, we will see y'all next time. May the force be with you.
Hail Diego.
Yes.
Got him.